Welcome to Pankinen Financial Perspective with Ashton Pankinen from Pankinen Financial Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Pankinen Financial Perspective is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Pankinen Financial Perspective.
Hello, and welcome to Pankinen Financial Perspective. My name is Ashton Pankinen from Pankinen Financial Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 952-873-2703 or visit us online at PankinenFinancial.com. That's P-A-N-K-O-N-I-N Financial.com. And while at my website, click on our radio page to check out past shows and subscribe to our program on our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Also, subscribe to my newsletters or click the link at the top to get a retirement guide. Reflecting on my career in the financial services industry, I'm hard-pressed to recall a time when a client told me they didn't want to live as long and healthy life as possible. And why not? Many people have worked hard for decades to put themselves into a position to enjoy a retirement that features security and ample opportunities to travel and spend time with family and friends. But the cold reality is that the longer and healthier you live, the more money you're going to need. I think many of us would relish at the idea of being healthy enough and feeling good enough to take a two-week cruise when we're 90. But your finances need to be as healthy as you are before you can head to port. During our show today, we're going to consider how you may be able to manage longevity risk. But before we get into our topic, let me introduce our co-host, Tony Shore, who I know is already plotting a retirement full of live music and vinyl hunting.
You know me well. I love record collecting. I like listening to records, all different styles of music. And you got me there. But I'm not looking forward to retiring anytime soon. I'm going to keep going as long as my voice is out, Ashton. How about that? I'm going to do this show as long as you'll let me with you. As long as you're doing the show, I want to do it with you. How about
that? There we go. I like it.
There you go. Well, I know you'll replace me someday. I know.
We'll try to replace you, Tony, someday.
You'll try. You'll make an attempt, right? Well, I'm excited about this show. Obviously, this is an important topic. I normally ask you how you're doing. I'm doing great. I've had a really busy week. I cannot believe my workload right now. It's just crazy. And I'm not complaining at all. I like being busy because it time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, no, it's good to stay busy. And same here, Tony. We're just trying to keep our heads above water, which is a good problem to have in our industry.
Yeah. I know you've been meeting with a lot of folks lately, Ashton. That's great. Well, on today's show, you mentioned longevity, and I think that's fantastic because people are living longer and longer. And I think a lot of people, when they think about retirement, envision maybe living well into their 80s. But as you noted just a moment ago, what if you live into your 90s or even to 100? And I have a lot of relatives, especially on my dad's side, who have lived past 100. And more years means more cost. And I think, Ashton, the key here is nobody wants to run out of money in retirement, right? And I always say you don't want your bank account to hit zero before your blood pressure does.
That's a good, I've never heard that one, Tony. That's pretty good. Running out of money is scarier than death itself for most people.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't blame them, Tony. Retirement isn't a finish line. It's an open road for many, a long one. Thanks to medical advances and better lifestyles, people are living longer than ever. I always joke with the spare parts they're putting in people nowadays. You know, people just continue to live longer, and the medical technology is just there too.
Yeah.
You know, even if your parents might not have lived as long, just with the advances in technology, you're probably going to live longer than they did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, no one knows the day or time, but on average, people are living longer and longer. So that's important. I mean, you know, sometimes you have a history of health problems in your family, so you might want to look at that. But it's better to plan for living longer and not need it and leave that money to your loved ones than not have a plan that's going to get you to where you go, right?
Yeah. I mean, in the 1950s, life expectancy was only 68. Today, we're pushing 79 and a half for men. For women, it's even higher, almost 82. And if you or your spouse both make it to age 65, there's a 50% chance one of you is going to see that 93rd birthday.
Wow.
And so, you know, when we plan for clients, it's one of the things we want to look at is, hey, how long are we going to be here? And unfortunately, we don't know those answers, but we do want to plan for that long life. Because again, the fear of running out of money is greater than the fear of death for most people.
Yeah, that's wild. So when it comes to preparing for longevity risk or getting a plan that will, you know, cover a long life, what's the first step?
Yeah, one of the things you can do, and again, it's not, nobody has that crystal ball, Tony, but you can take a look at longevity calculators that are out there. One of them's on the Social Security website. Doesn't really factor in anything other than your current age today. So it's a Social Security life expectancy calculator. For example, I ran my own because I was curious. I'd never done it before. And it says, based on my age today, I'm going to live till I'm 81.9 years old. But then, you know, if I make it to age 70, then that increases that longevity to age 87.2. Because if you made it that long, the odds are you're going to live longer. And so it's, again, just something that's kind of fun to look at so that, you know, I get some clients saying, well, I'm not going to make it to 70. Well, yeah, you know, we don't want to plan for that. We want to plan for that long term, hopefully a healthy, long life expectancy, decades in retirement of healthy, enjoyable living.
Right.
In retirement.
Yeah. And nobody knows the exact date or time, but you have to, you know, you have to pick a time where, you know, it will cover at least the majority of your life. And you'd rather err on planning for longer than not.
Yeah. Yep. And so, yeah, when we look at that, Tony, a lot of times we factor in age 90. And again, some die before then, some are going to live longer.
Sure.
And there was a study done that most retirees now believe they'll need about $1.5 million to retire comfortably.
Wow.
And that number has jumped about 15% since 2023, way faster than inflation. And it's not just because things are more expensive, but the comfort level has to be there as well. And that doesn't come cheap these days. And then typically we look at needing about 80% of your pre-retirement income to maintain that lifestyle. And that's just, again, a rough starting point, Tony. We want to sit down and actually put together a plan and know that for sure. But it's what you might need. And it all depends on your health and hobbies, whether you plan to travel the world or just frequent the local golf course here.
Right. Right. And so, you know, especially if you retire early, then your money has to last even longer. So you definitely need a plan. And I think, you know, the punchline here is you need to work with a financial advisor, someone like yourself, who's going to be able to put this plan together that can get you there, that can last you throughout retirement. Retirement is, it's a big chunk of your life. It's a new beginning. And people nowadays, 20, 30 years in retirement is pretty common.
Yeah, and it can be. And again, if you're looking at that early retirement, you really want to sharpen your pencil and make sure you've got that plan in place. Because now, you know, if you retire at 50 or 55 instead of 65, like a lot of people, we got to plan for another 10 to 15 years. And so, again, you want to make sure that plan is in place to make sure we don't outlive our money there.
Yeah. And some people might think longevity risk, why is living longer a negative? But as I always say, I've said it before on the show, the good news is we're living longer. The bad news is we're living longer.
Yeah.
Right. No,
and it's
because it costs more.
Yeah. It's a good problem to have, but again, things get more expensive.
Sure.
And you're going to need more dollars to fund that retirement. So,
yeah, for sure. So, what's the next step we should take to really mitigate or deal with longevity risk?
Yeah, one of the ways to manage longevity risk is maximizing that Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a big piece. We talk about it often, Tony, or the three-legged stool of retirement. One of those legs is Social Security. Another leg's your personal savings, retirement, 401ks, HSAs, those types of things. And then if you're fortunate enough to still have a pension, that's another piece of that three-legged, or another leg on that three-legged stool. But in most people's retirement, Social Security is a huge part of it. For half of all married couples and more than 70% of single retirees, they lean on that Social Security for at least half of their income in retirement. And so, and that's straight from the Social Security Administration. Yeah. That's a big deal. And that means you need a strategy to get the most out of that Social Security.
Yeah. And you have a Social Security maximization report that you run for people and can run for our listeners out there if they come in for that no charge, no obligation consultation. And I know my wife and I have had that run. It does over 20,000 calculations and it's based on you. It's not just a report that's generic for everybody. You run a report based on our situation and our full retirement age and where we're at with Social Security. And it'll give strategies, spousal strategies, filing strategies to really help you maximize some, and it can make the difference of over $100,000, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's a big tool we use. You know, one of the strategies we look at is, you know, well, if you look at taking it at age 62, which is the earliest you can currently take it, or age 70, you could talk about a 76 to 77% difference in retirement income.
That's huge. That's
on average about 8% a year. And so that's a real large number. And if you choose to take it early, you're really missing out on some income that's for the rest of your life or your spouse's life as well. When we look at joint survivorship payout on Social Security benefits there.
Yeah. So when it comes to maxing out your Social Security payment, one of the smartest things you can do is work with a financial services professional like yourself who can run that report. And I know you have that Social Security maximization report. And boy, is that helpful. It really is. So what's next?
Yeah. Before we go into the next one, Tony, I do want to talk about another strategy with Social Security that we do a lot for a lot of couples. We look at, it's called the 62-70 rule.
Okay.
So a lot of times we take Social Security early for the low earner. And we take that benefit at 62 to maximize number of payments that person gets. And then maybe we wait until 70 to draw the higher earner's Social Security because we're going to have that Social Security for the rest of our lives on the higher earner because we get to choose when one spouse dies which Social Security we're going to take.
Yeah.
And so again, with, you know, the odds of somebody making it to age 93 being pretty high, we want to lock in that higher Social Security rate for as long as we can. And so that's a powerful way to make sure that we put a good plan in place and have the right blueprint to fit with your strategy.
Yeah, that's great because you don't want to leave any money on the table and you want to make sure you're not making a costly mistake with your Social Security. And that's another great strategy, especially when there's a spouse in the picture. If you're a couple, you really need to, this is really critical.
Yes. Another piece, Tony, we talked about the three-legged stool here, Social Security being one of those, that other one being a pension. Not many people have those pensions anymore. So a lot of times we look at adding something that might have strong opinions on one side or the other, an annuity. I know sometimes they get a bad reputation and people start running for the hills when they hear the word annuity, but it can be a really powerful piece when used correctly inside of a financial plan. A lot of times we use it for a lot of clients to guarantee income stream. So that's where it replaces that pension. So now you've got Social Security as one leg giving you that guaranteed monthly check. And then we look at a strategy where we give you income on a monthly basis with an annuity in there as well. So again, it strengthens that third leg of the stool. And a lot of times we'll peel that out of that 401k, that personal savings piece to help with that. The nice thing about that also is it helps with those sequence of returns that we talk about Tony, where, hey, the market's down, but that's going to be okay because we've got our Social Security check coming in and we've got our annuity income payment coming in on a monthly basis there to help with when the market's down, being okay with that because we still got our monthly checks coming in.
Yeah, that's huge, right? I mean, obviously that's important and you want to make sure that you have income that's coming in where you have principal protection and it's you have more security rather than having it all in, at risk in the market. So you want a good balance there. It's good to have some, and you know, people that are afraid of annuities, you know, there used to be variable annuities. There still are some with high fees and high risk. And I know that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about like fixed index annuities where you get principal protection, you can have an income rider, little to no fees, and they've come a long way. I know it's one of the most popular vehicles for all the baby boomers that have retired to utilize for monthly income in retirement. And so looking at all the options is good, and it's not a right fit for everyone, but that's why you get to know people, meet with them, and only recommend what's in their best interest when it comes to investments, whether it's in the market or annuities or other things. And really, people shouldn't be afraid of the word annuity. That's what Social Security and pensions are. They're basically correct. Annuities, yeah. Right? So,
yeah. Yeah, and so a lot of times we use these annuities for kind of a bond substitute in a portfolio.
Sure.
You know, many people have probably heard of the 60-40 portfolio, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. And then so we kind of look at it, and again, every situation is different, but I look at it sometimes as like a 60-20-20. You know, we replace half of those bonds sometimes, depending on the situation, with an annuity that's going to guarantee some income, give you some principal protection on there as well. And so it's a way to help with that sequence of returns. And in 2022, when bonds and stocks both lost in the same year, it was nice to have some of those fixed index annuities in our portfolio to protect the portfolio in a year where both stocks and bonds lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. So that's annuities. What's another way to help protect against longevity risk?
Yeah. So a lot of people think, hey, we're just going to pull the same dollar amount every year out of a retirement, no matter what market conditions are.
Mm.
I think there's ways, you know, there's a 4% rule. It's a classic guideline that says, hey, you need to save about 25 to 30 times your annual spending and withdraw 4% of that a year adjusted for inflation. But again, we talked about sequence of returns. It's not always ideal to still pull that 4% in down markets. We want to maybe look at a dynamic withdrawal strategy as another option, where based on what the market's doing is kind of how you base your income. We still maybe want to give you that enough money to cover those basic needs, whether that be in Social Security or in your annuity income, to kind of cover those basic needs so we don't have to worry about what the market does. And then in years where the market isn't doing as well, maybe we dial back the withdrawal on that portion, on that leg of the stool, you know, because that's typically covering some of our wants, not necessarily our needs. And so, again, you dial it back, not out of fear, but out of strategy, to make sure we're doing this correctly. And so one year, instead of going to the Bahamas, Tony, maybe you got to go down to Branson, check out what's going on there. You
know? Yeah.
And that's, hey, I mean,
nothing
again,
wrong with Branson. That's good.
It's a good trip. You still get a trip out of it, but maybe it's not as fancy as of one for that year. And then next year, if the market recovers, you book that bigger trip, the more expensive trip that you're
or save about. Even more money and just go to Okoboji, Spirit Lake.
There you go. Yeah.
A little Arnold's Park action. Never hurt anybody.
Yeah. Good spot to take the grandkids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know if growing up you remember going on the old roller coaster, that rattly, shaky roller coaster at Arnold's Park.
Yep. No, I remember that. Yeah. Getting down to, well, we used to go to the go-kart ranch down there too.
Oh yeah. That was fun too. Yep. Me too. Yeah. It's fun. That's fun. I remember when I was a little kid though, going on that roller coaster, and I thought that thing was coming off the rails. That thing was old and noisy when I was a kid. Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there. Hopefully if
they've
it
replaced,
is,
they've replaced, I think they completely rebuilt it at one point. I think they would have had to, it was falling apart when we were teenagers. So
yeah,
that's for sure. But it was awesome. I actually love that area.
Yeah, no, it's a great area. And, you know, with us both being from Southwest Minnesota, it was
close,
half hour drive or whatever, 45 minutes at the most.
45 minutes. Yeah, that was awesome. Well, Ashton, before we move on, everything you've talked about so far on the show, with the exception of Arnold's Park, really requires working with a financial services professional to get that solid plan in place. How can our listeners get a hold of you? I know you're offering a no charge, no obligation consultation, and you love hearing from our listeners, even if it's just for questions. How can they call and set that up?
Yeah, just give our office a call here, Tony, 952-873-2703. Again, that number is 952-873-2703. And if you want, you can go to our website, pankoninfinancial.com, PankoninFinancial.com, and click on the link there to sign up for our newsletter or our retirement checklist that's at the top of the page, and listen to some of our former podcasts as well.
All right. That sounds great. Well, we've had a great discussion so far today talking about the importance of planning for living longer. And you talked about key concepts to help us not outlive our money in retirement, like estimating your lifespan, retirement income needs, annuities, being flexible with that withdrawal rate, and having other options and a good balance with your assets. What's next?
Yeah. So another thing, Tony, that comes with living longer is long-term care needs. Mm. You know, as we age, Our bodies maybe don't hold up like they used to. We start to have maybe a little cognitive failure at some point. And so it's one of those things that we're probably going to need. 70% of the people older than 65 will need some sort of long-term care. And that's not a maybe. It's a very likely reality. And the cost isn't pocket change anymore, Tony. You know, it used to be a couple grand a month, probably 20 years ago. Now we're looking, there was an article that said a semi-private room in a nursing home runs about $8,700 a month. And that isn't covered by Medicare. Generally, it doesn't cover that. And, you know, relying on your kids to step in probably isn't reasonable because it's a heavy load to carry for them, both financially and emotionally. It might work for a couple weeks, a couple months, but then it gets to be a pretty taxing on the individual that has to give care there.
Yeah. My mom is in long-term care with Parkinson's, has been for 2 years, $11,000 a month.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I've got clients that it's right in that $12,000 to $15,000 range as well, just depending on level of care needed there as well.
It's outrageous.
And unfortunately, you know, Medicaid is an option, but it comes with strings.
Yeah,
you have to spend down most of your assets before it even kicks in. And then the care might not be what you want for yourself or what your loved ones that you want for them. So so most people are turning to long-term care insurance or a hybrid life insurance solution to kind of take some of that pressure off of the cost of long-term care.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, just to clarify what you just said about Medicaid, I want to clarify for our listeners out there, Medicare doesn't cover actual long-term care. They'll cover transitionary care out of a hospital in a long-term care facility for a limited time if you're getting better. But that's only if you meet certain criteria and we're in the hospital. So Medicare doesn't cover it. Medicaid can cover it. But there's, you have to spend down everything you own first or have all the money you have. And then they can even put liens against your assets for when you pass it, they can get it back. So it's really tough. But you mentioned solutions like hybrid life insurance. What's that? Can you explain that for us?
Yeah. Hybrid life insurance. So it's a life insurance product. And it's got a long-term care rider on it where you can have access to some of your death benefit or all of your death benefit if you were to go into a nursing home.
Sure.
The thing that's nice about hybrid product like that is you still get some benefit, even if you end up not going into the nursing home. There is a death benefit for your loved ones or beneficiaries in the account. And it's typically, with traditional long-term care, you get rate increases. And it's just simply sometimes not affordable for individuals. And then if you end up not using it, you don't get the benefit of the long-term care insurance there. And so it's not that new of a product, but it's newer to the industry there. And it's a product that people have been using more often just because, hey, if I don't end up going in the nursing home, we still end up with a death benefit for my beneficiaries there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's really great how far they've come with some of the offerings like that hybrid insurance, or even you mentioned annuities earlier, like a fixed index annuity with a long-term care rider.
Yep.
Right? These are hybrid insurance policies that, if you don't use it, you don't lose it. But if you need it, it's there.
Yeah, and again, it depends on everybody's situation. We got to look at their full financial picture, their current health status. Yep. You know, some people aren't going to qualify for life insurance based on risks, but then, some of these annuity products are available with the long-term care rider that may help qualify easier for, as long as you haven't been in a long-term care facility, a lot of times you're able to qualify for some of those. And again, everybody's situation's different, Tony. We want to create a customized plan for them.
It's been a great show. We're almost out of time, but before we go, Ashton, is there anything else you want to add for our listeners today?
Yeah, just real quick, another way to do it is to kind of dip your toe in the water of retirement to help with that longevity risk. So instead of just day one, retiring, hanging it up, laying in the hammock all afternoon, maybe you continue to work part-time or you contract for the company you used to work for on a part-time basis, just to, one, keep yourself engaged in the workforce and kind of mentally and have purpose. And then two, it helps with those expenses and that longevity risk to have some extra income coming in during those early retirement years, semi-retirement years, whatever you want to call them there. So it's a strategy I've seen a lot of clients use is, hey, I'm not going to retire fully at 65. I'm still going to work part-time for a couple of years and maybe retire at 67, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. Great show today. Before we go, one more time, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, give us a call at our office here, 952-873-2703. Again, that's 952-873-2703. Or visit us on our website at PankoninFinancial.com. That's PankoninFinancial.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashton. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of the Pankinen Financial Perspective.
Thank you for joining us for Pankinen Financial Perspective. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Ashton Pankinen at Pankinen Financial Group at 952-873-2703 or visit PankinenFinancialGroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Pankinen Financial Perspective. Advisory services are offered by Ashton Pankinen, LLC, DBA Pankinen Financial Group, an investment advisor in the state of Minnesota.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.